Hello and welcome to Fraser 365. Thank you for taking this 56-day journey through the letters of John. No other writer in Scripture highlights the qualities of God's light, love, and life the way John does. These short letters will guide us into a stronger and deeper fellowship with the God who loves to shine His light into our darkness.
Welcome to Day 29 of the Letters of John. Today's title is The Message of Love. William Barclay said, "More people have been brought into the church by the kindness of real Christian love than by all the theological arguments in the world. And more people have been driven from the church by the hardness and ugliness of so-called Christianity than by all the doubts in the world." Our text today is 1 John 3:11. "For this is the message that you have heard from the beginning, that we should love one another." The Apostle John spoke often about the message of love. The word love occurs 46 times in 1 John. In addition, it appears 57 times in the Gospel of John, more often than in the other three Gospels combined. 1 John 3:11 brings us again to the focus of love in a believer's life. First part of today's scripture, "For this is the message that you have heard from the beginning," is very similar to the following verses. 1 John 1:5. "This is the message we have heard from him and proclaimed to you." 1 John 2:7. "Beloved, I am writing you no new commandment, but an old commandment that you have heard from the beginning. The old commandment is the word that you have heard." Today's verse reminds John's readers of a specific command that had been handed down within the community of Christ followers. John specifically calls it the message they had heard from the beginning. The term message comes from the Greek word angela, which means to announce. God has announced his message loud and clear: love one another. John is reminding his readers to obey the commandment that they had already heard. It's one thing to believe what God says. It's another thing altogether to obey it. David Allen addresses this truth in his commentary on 1 John. "It is not enough to believe rightly. We must behave rightly. Being precedes doing. But all Christian doing must be based on being. That is, on who we are in Christ. Our practice proclaims who we are and what we are." John often repeated the message of God's love. He devotes a major portion of the next chapter of 1 John to his crucial message. Stephen Cole, in his writings on 1 John, shares these important words regarding John's message of love. "John had seen the love of Christ demonstrated that night in the upper room, when Jesus took the basin of water and washed the disciples' feet. He then heard Jesus say, 'A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, even as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this, all men will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another.' Then John saw the supreme demonstration of Christ's love when he willingly went to the cross to die for our sins, and so the Son of Thunder became known as the Apostle of Love. If we get weary of hearing over and over about the need to love one another, we should remember that John wrote under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, who knows our hearts. We need to examine ourselves constantly because our default mode is to revert to selfishness, not to love. May we continue to heed the announcement, love one another, and keep focusing on constantly showing God's love to those around us." Questions for today. Why do you think the Holy Spirit inspired writers of Scripture to repeat the theme of loving one another so often? In what tangible ways can you show that you love others with the love of Jesus Christ? How can you keep announcing the message to other believers? Think of one way you can lovingly encourage others to express God's love to other people. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.